Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, September 29th. 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
The Platform Group A Strategy and Update Session Invitation. The Platform Group AG, a leading software company for platform solutions, is inviting investors, analysts, and financial media to its strategy and updates session on the 2nd of October 2025 in Frankfurt, Maine, and virtually via webcast. The session will include updates from key executives on various segments such as pharma platforms and optics and hearing, as well as strategic projects and outlook for 2026. The event will be conducted in English, followed by a networking lunch. For registration and more information, visit the provided links. The Platform Group AG operates in 27 industries with locations across Europe, generating €525 million in sales in 2024.
Lexeria Bioscience Corp. announces closing of $4 million registered direct offering priced at the market under NASDAQ rules. Lexeria Bioscience Corp. has closed a $4.0 million registered direct offering priced at the market under NASDAQ rules. The offering included 2,666,667 shares of common stock at $1.50 per share, along with unregistered warrants to purchase up to 2,666,667 shares of common stock. The CEO, Richard Christopher, stated that this financing will provide optionality for the company's 2026 R&D and business development plans. H.C. Wainwright & Co. acted as the exclusive placement agent for the offering, with gross proceeds of approximately $4 million. The company intends to use the net proceeds for working capital and general corporate purposes. Lexeria's Dehydratech drug delivery platform technology aims to improve drug absorption and effectiveness. Forward-looking statements in the press release caution investors about potential risks and uncertainties.
Top producers Jacqueline Bild and Sari Shapiro launched the J&S Group at Douglas Elliman. Top producers Jacqueline Bild Smith and Sari Libin Shapiro have joined forces to launch the J&S Group at Douglas Elliman, bringing a combined career sales volume of over $900 million. Specializing in luxury property sales across South Florida, the cousins offer personalized access and expert guidance in sought-after markets like South Miami, Coral Gables, and Miami Beach. Their partnership, rooted in family and proven success, reflects a vision blending local insight with global reach. Recognized among the top 1.5% of real estate professionals nationwide, Bild and Shapiro aim to create a lasting legacy of integrity and excellence, providing clients with a competitive advantage through their deep understanding of Miami's neighborhoods and market trends.
Dr. Arno Antlitz, appointed as member of the supervisory board of Traton SE. Dr. Arno Antlitz has been appointed as a member of the supervisory board of Traton SE by the competent court. Dr. Antlitz, a member of Volkswagen AG's group board of management since 2021, currently oversees finance and operations. He also serves as a shareholder representative on the supervisory board of Traton SE. More details about Dr. Antlitz's CV and other mandates can be found on the Traton website. Traton SE, with brands like Scania, MAN, International, and Volkswagen Truck & Bus, is a leading commercial vehicle manufacturer aiming to transform transportation for a sustainable world.
Janine Nauer named new head of project development and construction projects at Zug Estates. Janine Nauer, aged 44, has been appointed as the new head of project development and construction projects at Zug Estates. She brings extensive experience in project development, having worked at Swiss Life Asset Management and a Swiss real estate service provider. Ms. Nauer holds a Master of Arts in Architecture and an EMBA in General Management. She will succeed Peter Wicke, who has been with Zug Estates for over 6 years. the board of directors thanks Mr. Wickie for his contributions and wishes him well in his future endeavors. Key dates to remember include the publication of the annual report on February 19, 2026, and the general meeting of shareholders on April 8, 2026.
NeuroOne announces virtual investor webinar on October 7, 2025 at 8:30 a.m. EST. NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation will host a virtual investor webinar on October 7th at 8:30 a.m. EST. The webinar will cover business operations, recent FDA clearance, and corporate updates. Participants can join via webcast link or dial-in numbers provided. NeuroOne is focused on improving surgical care options for patients with neurological disorders. The company develops minimally invasive solutions for EEG recording, monitoring, ablation, and more. For more information, visit nmtc1.com.
Silver X Mining completes private placements, raising total gross proceeds of $21.5 million. Silver X Mining Corp. has completed private placements, raising a total of $21.5 million Canadian dollars. The bought deal private placement resulted in $16 million Canadian dollars, with the full exercise of the underwriter's overallotment option. Additionally, a non-brokered private placement raised $5.5 million Canadian dollars. This financing milestone allows SilverX to advance growth plans in Peru with the potential to become one of the fastest-growing silver producers in South America. Each unit sold includes a common share and a warrant. The net proceeds will be used for exploration, resource conversion, and production scale. The underwriters received cash fees and non-transferable common share purchase warrants for their services. Completion of the offerings is subject to final approval. For more information, visit SilverX Mining Corp's website. Terra Innovatum and Ameresco form strategic partnership to pursue public-private commercial opportunities for deploying solo micro-modular reactors in the U.S. and international markets. Terra Innovatum and Ameresco have formed a strategic partnership to deploy solo micromodular reactors in the U.S. and international markets. This collaboration aims to deploy 50 solo reactors across federal and commercial sites. By leveraging Ameresco's expertise, they plan to identify siting opportunities and advance the commercial rollout of the solo reactor. Terra Innovatum CEO Alessandro Petruzzi expressed excitement about expanding their reach with Ameresco's support. The partnership will enable parallel deployment as they pursue government and private sector opportunities. Ameresco's president, Nicole Bulgarino, highlighted their focus on providing resilient energy infrastructure. Solo, conceptualized in 2018, offers CO2-free power solutions for various industries and applications, including medical research and cancer treatment. Powerbank CUN moves forward with three Nova Scotia community solar projects. Powerbank Corporation is moving forward with three community solar projects in Nova Scotia, located in Sydney, Brooklyn, and West Pepeswick. These projects are expected to generate a total of 14,369 megawatt hours of clean energy annually, equivalent to powering 1,140 homes. The projects could also reduce 10,058 tons of CO2 emissions per year, similar to taking 3,081 cars off the road. Lifetime savings for local communities are estimated at $6.95 million. Construction is scheduled to begin in spring 2026, pending interconnection results and financing. Powerbank, a leading developer of renewable energy projects, is focused on advancing distributed and community solar initiatives in Canada and the U.S.
Introducing the MobileX Gold Network, a first-of-its-kind priority access experience, on-demand or monthly plans that let you control your speed. MobileX, the most customizable wireless service, is launching the MobileX Gold Network on October 18th. This new network offers customers control over their mobile experience with priority high-speed access during network congestion. Customers can choose from options like Gold on Demand for one-time boosts or Gold Unlimited for continuous monthly priority data access. The Gold Network aims to provide faster speeds and lower latency in busy areas, giving customers a smoother and more reliable experience. Prices start at 2 cents per GB for Gold Network access. For more information, visit mymobilex.com. Fourier Cooling launches scalable prefabricated data centers for the AI and HPC era. Fourier Cooling Solutions has officially launched its portfolio of prefabricated, containerized data center solutions designed to meet the evolving demands of AI and HPC. With GPUs and high computing servers increasing in power density, liquid cooling is the solution to overcome thermal barriers. The prefabricated data centers are engineered to meet Tier 3 Plus reliability standards, offering scalable cooling capacity per rack from 40 kilowatts to beyond 200 kilowatts. Backed by a global delivery network, Fourier aims to be a trusted partner for the next generation of data center infrastructure, enabling intelligent, efficient, and sustainable design strategies for AI and HPC projects.
Thompson Thrift to build 300-unit luxury apartment community near Atlanta. Thompson Thrift, a nationally recognized real estate company, is set to develop Autry at Tulip Grove, a luxury 300-unit community in Buford, near Atlanta. The first residents are expected in January 2027. The community will offer 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with premium finishes and amenities. Residents will have access to fitness centers, a swimming pool, electric vehicle charging stations, outdoor areas, a dog park, and more. Situated near the Exchange, residents will have easy access to retail, entertainment, and dining options. The area boasts a strong economy with major employers like Publix Distribution and Manufacturing and Northside Hospital. Thompson Thrift, with over 40 years of experience, is committed to developing high-quality projects across the country.
Vietjet selects Smart Cargo's AI-powered AirCam solution to drive cargo profitability. Vietjet has selected Smart Cargo's AI-powered AirCam solution to drive cargo profitability. The move showcases Vietjet's dedication to enhancing cargo profitability and strengthening its position in the Asian e-commerce and air cargo markets. AirCam, integrated with the Smart Cargo cargo management platform, enables Vietjet to forecast capacity, optimize space, predict demand, and maximize revenue in real time. By balancing demand, pricing, and available belly capacity, AirCam helps improve yields, reduce waste, and capitalize on market opportunities. Nelson Wudai, Managing Director at Vietjet Cargo, emphasized the importance of AI-driven forecasting and revenue optimization for faster responses to market conditions and improved profitability. Olivia Huri, Chief Revenue Officer at Smart Cargo, praised Vietjet's vision in turning cargo into a strategic profit center. With AirCam, Vietjet can adapt to demand surges, passenger load fluctuations, and changing cost dynamics, making proactive, profit-focused decisions to enhance network performance.
Pvolve enters Nevada with first franchise agreements in Las Vegas. Pvolve, the clinically backed functional fitness franchise, has signed its first franchise agreements in the Las Vegas suburbs. Jennifer LaFrance, a business leader and fitness enthusiast, will open two new studios in Summerlin and Henderson, bringing Pvolve's empowering approach to the Nevada market. Pvolve's innovative method combines functional movement with resistance equipment for improved strength and mobility. President Julie Cartwright expresses confidence in LaFrance's leadership to deliver a smarter way to strengthen the body. The Summerlin and Henderson locations will offer residents access to Pvolve's workouts, membership options, and equipment. Franchise opportunities are available in high-growth U.S. markets. To learn more, visit the Pvolve website. Marco's Pizza recognized among QSR Magazine's best franchise deals for 2025. Marco's Pizza, a fast-growing pizza brand, has been named one of QSR Magazine's 16 best franchise deals for 2025. This annual ranking, published by WTWH Media, highlights standout brands based on criteria like franchise costs, growth potential, and brand differentiation. Marco's strong franchisee support system, commitment to quality, and consistent sales performance contributed to its recognition. With over 1,200 locations, Marco's aims for strategic multi-unit expansion in key regions. The brand's recent win of Fran Data's 2025 Top Score Fund Award in the food category underscores its dedication to franchisee growth. To support franchise expansion, Marco's launched a franchise development royalty incentive program. This recognition solidifies Marco's position as a top franchise opportunity in the competitive market.
Excel Custom Decks named Madison's leading residential deck construction company. Excel Custom Decks, Madison's leading residential deck construction company, sets the standard for outdoor living solutions in Dane County. With over 25 years of experience and 5,000-plus completed projects, this family-owned business offers unmatched craftsmanship and a lifetime labor warranty. Their commitment to quality is evident in their use of premium materials and innovative 3D deck modeling technology. Excel Custom Decks specializes in new deck installations, rebuilds, replacements, and remodeling, using materials like pressure-treated wood, cedar, and composite decking. With expertise in all deck styles and configurations, including frame structures, railing systems, lighting integration, and underdeck solutions, Excel Custom Decks ensures every project meets Wisconsin's climate challenges and local building requirements. Contact them at 608-712-8935 for a consultation.
Builder Prime secures Series B funding to boost home improvement technology. Builder Prime, the comprehensive business management platform designed specifically for home improvement contractors, has secured Series B funding led by Blueprint Equity. This investment will accelerate Builder Prime's mission to provide a unified platform for contractors to manage their operations, customer relationships, and growth. By consolidating CRM, estimating, project management, payments, reporting, and customer communication into one platform, Builder Prime aims to eliminate the chaos of running a contracting business. The company currently serves over 500 contractors nationwide and experienced over 100% year-over-year growth in 2024. The Series B funding will be used to enhance the customer experience, advance the core product, and deliver innovations tailored to contractors' unique challenges. Builder Prime is revolutionizing the home improvement industry by providing powerful and intuitive software for contractors. MPWR announces pre-IPO investment round. MPWR, a mobile-first fintech innovator, has launched its first U.S. investment opportunity, attracting early investor attention. The company aims to empower 1.1 billion underbanked and 1.4 billion micro-entrepreneurs worldwide through a mobile-first ecosystem. Each affordable smartphone comes bundled with financial and digital services, including a digital wallet, remittances, microloans, and access to live TV and educational tools. The platform utilizes AI-driven credit scoring and the MPR utility token for seamless payments and rewards. CEO Oscar Rojas is excited about the early momentum in this round, offering accredited investors a chance to be part of a platform designed for profitability and global social impact. To participate, visit invest.themwr.com. Q&A with Charles Furlow, President and CEO of Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Charles Furlow, President and CEO of Pillar to Post Home Inspectors, started his career in his family's business before growing Pillar to Post into North America's largest home inspection company. Despite market challenges, the demand for home inspections remains high, emphasizing the importance of confidence in real estate transactions. Furlow's experience as a franchise owner shapes his leadership, focusing on practical solutions for owners. Franchising appeals to those seeking autonomy and control, with home inspections offering a stable, professional field. Pillar to Post's executive model emphasizes scalability and support, attracting entrepreneurs from diverse backgrounds. By prioritizing quality, technology, and strong relationships, Pillar to Post has seen market share growth even in a slowing real estate market. Furlow advises aspiring entrepreneurs to commit to their vision and put in the work. Looking ahead, technology and changing workforce values will shape the future of franchising in home services, with innovation and adaptability key to success. Ancorato announces new hires to enhance capital markets and advisor support. Ancorato, a third-party money manager specializing in structured note strategies, has welcomed new hires to their team. Patrick LeBlanc and Andrew Burkhart join as vice presidents of capital markets, covering different regions. Thomas Monaghan has been appointed as advisor concierge to streamline the advisor experience. Additionally, industry veteran Joanna Vinetch will assist with national account services. These new team members bring decades of experience in distribution, advisor support, and industry leadership, reinforcing Ancorado's commitment to providing exceptional service and trusted relationships. Ancorado offers innovative strategies using structured notes to financial advisors, aiming to expand access and provide personalized support. Learn more about Ancorado's unique investment process and strategies at their website.
Investor news breaks: Volition RX and American VNRX signs co-marketing and services agreement with Hologic HOLX. Volition RX Ltd. and American VNRX has signed a co-marketing and services agreement with Hologic Diagenode, part of Hologic Inc. HOLX, to promote Volition's new Nu.Q Discover service. The program offers drug developers and scientists a suite of assays for rapid epigenetic profiling. Dr. Jasmine Quay, CEO of Singapore Volition, stated that this agreement will greatly expand customer access to their assays, with an estimated total addressable market of $200 million annually. Hologic will co-market Nu.Q Discover with its customer base for an initial one-year term, with the potential for further expansion into an exclusive provider arrangement. Air Force veteran brings D1 training to St. Augustine. D1 Training, a fitness concept based on athletic training, is opening a new location in St. Augustine on October 13th. Led by certified trainers, the facility aims to help people of all ages reach their fitness goals. The grand opening event on November 8th will feature a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Air Force veteran Chris Seberg, a St. Augustine resident for over 20 years, is bringing D1 Training to the community. Offering programs for all ages, D1 Training focuses on dynamic warm-up, performance, strength, core, and conditioning. With over 150 facilities nationwide, D1 Training is seeking franchisees who are passionate about fitness and youth sports. For more information, visit the D1 Training St. Augustine website or call 904-584-3540.
Bayfirst Financial announces exit from SBA 7A business and $103 million loan sale. Bayfirst Financial Corp., parent company of Bayfirst National Bank, has announced plans to exit the SBA 7A lending business and sell $103 million of SBA 7A loan balances to Banesco USA. This move comes as part of a strategic review to de-risk the balance sheet and position the company for long-term growth. The loans will be sold at 97% of retained balances, with Banesco USA assuming servicing of the loans. Banesco USA will also purchase the servicing rights associated with the loans. This transaction is expected to close in the fourth quarter of this year. Banesco USA, an independent bank with over $5 billion in assets, sees this acquisition as an opportunity to expand its small business lending capabilities nationally.
Mining news breaks: LaFleur Minerals Inc., OTQB, LFLRF, FSC 3DUK0. Featured in Network Newswire editorial on soaring gold prices and emerging producers. LaFleur Minerals Inc., featured in a Network Newswire editorial, is well positioned as gold prices soar above $3,500 an ounce. With a fully permitted gold mill and projects in Canada's productive mining region, LaFleur offers a valuable investment opportunity for those looking to benefit from the current market conditions. The company's focus on district-scale gold projects in Quebec demonstrates its commitment to long-term value creation. Investors can learn more about LaFleur Minerals by visiting their newsroom.
Wells Fargo Foundation grants $550,000 to Just Community to expand wealth-building programs for Texas entrepreneurs. The Wells Fargo Foundation has granted $550,000 to Just Community, a nonprofit in Texas, to expand wealth-building programs for entrepreneurs. This funding will enhance Just's financial empowerment and coaching model, focusing on relationships and character over credit scores. Small business owners in El Paso and throughout Texas will benefit from tools and support for long-term financial stability. Just has already distributed over $1 million in loans to El Paso entrepreneurs, with a 90% success rate in building sustainable businesses. Entrepreneurs like Alma Gonzalez, founder of Chester Homemade Dog Treats, have seen success through Just's trust-based lending model. This grant announcement coincided with El Paso Startup Week, showcasing the growth of local businesses and opportunities for entrepreneurs in the community.
HF Foods continues to execute on transformation plan, announces new distribution facility in Chicago. HF Foods Group Inc., a leading distributor of international food service solutions to Asian restaurants and businesses across the United States, has announced the acquisition of a distribution facility in Chicago, Illinois. This strategic move is part of HF Foods' ongoing transformation plan to improve efficiency, reduce costs, and support long-term growth. By investing in this facility, HF Foods aims to enhance operational control, logistics, and drive consolidation opportunities in the Midwest region. The company's at-the-market equity offering program will provide financial flexibility to expedite investments like this acquisition. President and CEO Felix Lin stated that this acquisition is a key milestone in positioning HF Foods for future growth and will benefit local restaurant customers in the Chicago and Midwest region by driving long-term margin growth.
Network news breaks. Favo Capital, OTF, appoints Dr. Wael Barsoom as independent director. Favo Capital, a diversified financial company, has appointed Dr. Wael Barsoom as an independent director. With a background as the former president and CEO of Cleveland Clinic Florida, Barsoom brings extensive experience in healthcare innovation and governance. Sean Quinn, president of Favo Capital, emphasized the importance of Barsoom's appointment in guiding the company's future. Favo Capital operates in financial services and real estate, providing alternative funding solutions to businesses. Headquartered in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Favo Capital prioritizes financial transparency, sustainable growth, and long-term value creation for shareholders. Midtown Park Residences by Proper unveils first look into the interior public spaces by acclaimed Meyer Davis Studio. Midtown Park Residences by Proper, located in the heart of Midtown Miami, has revealed the design of its public space interiors by the acclaimed Meyer Davis Studio. The 28-story luxury residential tower offers 288 residences surrounded by parks, retail, restaurants, and an ultra racket and padel club. Meyer Davis has crafted sophisticated and inviting communal areas that reflect Miami's energy and character. The design blends elegance with warmth, incorporating natural elements like stone and wood. The project aims to create a sense of community and lifestyle beyond individual homes, with amenities including a tropical pool deck, fitness center, Pilates studio, and more. Midtown Park Residences by Proper is set to redefine luxury living in Miami's most connected neighborhood.
Strawberry Fields REIT Inc.'s NYSE American CEO Moish Gubin reflects on the company's milestones on Bell to Bell podcast. Strawberry Fields REIT Inc., a real estate investment trust focused on healthcare properties, recently celebrated 10 years of operation. CEO Moish Gubin discussed the company's success on the Bell to Bell podcast, highlighting their financial discipline. Gubin mentioned that the company only distributes 45 to 50% of its adjusted funds from operation, with the rest going towards asset purchases, leading to consistent growth. The company remains committed to building facilities for the aging population in America. For more information on STRW, visit the company's newsroom. InvestorWire is a communications platform specializing in press release syndication for companies and the investment community, offering various services to reach target markets effectively.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.